Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf. Talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on. Because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. Yeah. She likes to enjoy a beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber patent hollow metal core creates significant rifle spin while reducing side spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball. The Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is BULLZI sports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages,
Biggs Golf Talk.
This is gonna suck! Hey, 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 hey!
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Oh man, I'm taking a leak in my pants!
Biggs Golf Talk.
It's showtime, baby!
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bulls Apparel. Grab fashion by the horn. Grant Rods. Photo Ball Marker, McNally 22, UFO Tour Golf, Ready Putt, and Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on Facebook, Twitter. Look for us in Golf Bald. Also, we're in iTunes. You can subscribe to us in iTunes, Instagram, and we are available in the Google Play Music Store. Our website, www.biggsgolftalk.com, B-I-G-G-S, golftalk.com. I'm Big John Vick with your golf news, Dennis the Menace Whiten, and the executive producer, Boxer Shorts. Good morning, everybody. Bill the Golf Father Quavis on the other line here. Billy, how you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Mr. Biggs. I'm doing well. How you doing?
How was your week?
So far, so good. You know, I'm trying to get ready for my trip to Michigan.
Yeah.
So, I'm just preparing. It's been going well.
You got a nice little trip going up in Michigan, don't you?
Yeah, I look forward to talking about it next week, filling on the details.
As a matter of fact, maybe some live reports coming from there. Bill the Godfather Priebus might have some interviews from Michigan for us.
Yes, that would be good. I want, you know, because we're going to be on the resort, so on the resort side and on multiple golf courses. So I'll be looking for the pros there and trying to get some insider information and see about special rates and everything else that they got going on up there in Michigan.
The U.S. Open has concluded here in Wisconsin. What a, I thought was a pretty good U.S. Open. I thought the USGA did a nice job. We're going to be talking with Jason Bruno from Lynx Nation about what his take is on it. As the USGA has been taking a hit, Billy, from a lot of media sources about what had happened.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see what they saw.
I didn't either.
So, I mean, you were there.
Yep.
Jason coming up, he was there from Lynx Nation. I saw it from TV, you know, watching four different, you know, screens and listening to different interviews and all the other stuff. I know that they were well prepared. And I know weather had some sort of factors, but, you know, we'll be talking about that later on in the show.
Absolutely. Hey, also, big congratulations to our winner of the contest. We already emailed him, and he's got his prize on the way. Longtime follower, longtime listener, Todd Williams had won the Orange Whip Trainer, and Orange Whip Trainer has been in touch with Todd to find out what size he wanted with the trainer. And later on today, we're going to be talking with Orange Whip Trainer founder Jim Hackenberg is going to be joining us here on Big Scoff Talk to talk about his new training tool, the Orange Whip Wedge.
I'm looking forward to that. I've been dying to get some information from him. And
I know you have some questions about that too, don't you?
Yeah. Well, hopefully when he starts talking, I'll get all my answers before I even have to ask the question. How's that? That'd be cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. And now, by the way, we're also going to be hosting another contest to give away an Orange Whip Wedge. And Todd, yes, you are eligible to win. So we're going to be doing it in the same fashion. Probably next week, maybe the 4th of July weekend. I think that's when we'll do it.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice little 4th of July weekend prize there. I think that's a good idea that we do it then. So Jim Hackenberg from Orange Whip is going to be joining us a little bit later on. And your Golf Life report from Golf Life TV. They're going to be joining us as well. Dennis Whiten has your golf news and much, much more here on Big's Golf Talk. Also, a brand new thing here on Big's Golf Talk as we expand the brand. We are now available on Spreaker, and I can't mention the news that comes along with that because I have to wait another week to get the confirmation with that. But Big's Golf Talk is available on Spreaker as well. They have a free app you can download and on demand. Get Big's Golf Talk anytime, 24/7, just as you can on Stitcher Radio, on TuneIn, on iTunes, on the Google Play Music Store. Billy, just expanding the brand, my friend.
There's nothing wrong with that. Growing is we're going along nicely. Every year we grow up a little bit bigger, 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 and soon we're going to even be bigger than Big's. How's that? Is that possible?
I think that might, maybe. Yeah, I think it's possible. I think it's really possible. Hey, by the way, I want everybody to head over to golfbald.com because we got the review up and it's ready to be read. And I got a lot of positive feedback. I haven't gotten any negative feedback from it. Got a lot of positive feedback, Billy, about that article.
I enjoyed reading it. I think you did a great job on it, so I didn't see anything negative. I think you were fair. You discussed the one con that we thought, you had mentioned before that you were going to disclose. You did, and I enjoyed reading it. I think everybody else that does read is going to enjoy it just as much.
So find out at golfbald.com why I recommend Tech Golf Rangefinders to be in your golf bag. And, Billy, I think it's that time that we head into our golf news. And our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. And here with your golf news is Dennis the Menace Whiten.
Thanks, Big John. And this week in our Golf Knickers news, we only have two stories to talk about, one involving Jordan Spieth and the other Phil Mickelson. Jordan Spieth had never found a way to fit the Travelers into his schedule, even though he had heard good things about TPC River Highlands. When he finally got there this week, Michael Greller, his caddy, told him the course was tailor-made for you. It didn't take long for Spieth to figure out what everyone was talking about as he rolled in a 15-foot birdie putt on the first hole and zoomed to the top with a 63 in the afternoon. That one going in on the first hole was big for me, Spieth said, and then I made one on the fourth, and that was a putt that required a lot of precision. Kind of a right edge putt. If you get it started outside, it misses. Inside, it could break off, and I thought when that one went in is when I really started to feel good with my putter. Spieth had been hot and cold with his clubs this season. He won at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, but he also shot a final round 75 to tie for 11th at the Masters and missed the cut at the Players' Championship. He made the cut at the U.S. Open, but never really contended as he finished tied for 35. After finishing second in strokes gained with his putter last year and ninth in that stat during his breakout 2015 season, Spieth had dropped to 40th this season. That all looked irrelevant on Thursday as Spieth went out and hit 15 greens in regulation and took 27 strokes on the green. That all looked irrelevant on Thursday, as Spieth went out and hit 15 greens in regulation and took only 27 strokes on the green, racking up a commendable 105 feet 3 inches of putts made. I'm going to do what I've been doing tee to green, Spieth said. That's the idea. Stay focused, tee to green. Don't try to do too much. I'm going to do what I've been doing out here, tee to green, Spieth said. That's the idea. Stay focused, tee to green. Don't try to do too much out here, because you get yourself 15 putts. Like I said yesterday, you get yourself 15 putts. They're bound to go in at some point. So Jordan Spieth with a great round as he goes out and shoots 7-under and takes a one-stroke lead over Johnson Wagner and Brent Stegmaier. Graham Dillette and Troy Merritt were 2 strokes back. So we'll see how the Travelers Championship shakes out through the weekend. Moving on to what might be arguably the biggest news this week. Rare is the dedication that marked the long-running partnership between Phil Mickelson and Jim Bones McKay, who jointly announced Tuesday that they were parting ways. Years ago, McKay was with fellow caddy John Wood during an earthquake. But instead of ducking under a table or taking shelter under a doorframe, McKay ran to Mickelson's golf bag to keep it from tipping over. Mickelson, in turn, made room for McKay on his Gulfstream jet and wouldn't let McKay take his bag when they played golf together. But that's all over now. Mickelson will have a new caddy on the bag the next time he tees it up on the PGA Tour at the Greenbrier Classic in July. After 25 rewarding and memorable years, Bones and I have mutually decided to end our player-caddy relationship, Mickelson said in a statement. Our decision was not based on a single incident. We just feel that it's the right time for a change. McKay was on Mickelson's bag for all 41 of the lefty's professional victories, and his unwavering dedication is such that has made news when a stomach ailment knocked him out of action for most of one round of the World Golf Championship earlier this season. Tim Mickelson, Phil's younger brother, took his bag that day. Tim will be the caddy for Phil the rest of this season, according to Mickelson's statement. McKay, who had been somewhat hobbled this year as he recovered from double knee replacement, he said player-caddy relationships don't often last this long. I will always be grateful that I was around to witness so much of Phil's career. When Phil hired me in 1982, I had one dream, to caddy in a Ryder Cup. Last year at Hazeltine, Phil played in his 11th straight Ryder Cup. It was so cool to have a front row seat. I wish Phil nothing but the best. His game is still at an elite level, and when he wins in the future, I will be among the first to congratulate him. Mickelson, 47, was in the news last week for skipping the U.S. Open, the only major he hasn't won, in order to attend his oldest daughter's high school graduation. He's already in the World Golf Hall of Fame and has proven he is still competitively relevant, especially as he finished second to Henrik Stenson in a thrilling Open Championship duel last summer. This has been a frustrating time, though, as Mickelson searches for his first win since the 2013 Open Championship. He is 38th in the FedEx Cup standings and has 4 top 10s this season, most recently a 9th at the FedEx St. Jude Classic. It was in Memphis that he triple bogeyed to tumble out of the lead and said he was mentally soft, a rare bit of self-criticism. In Hartford, Connecticut, the split shocked players and caddies alike as they prepared Tuesday for the upcoming Travelers Championship at the TPC River Highlands. I just saw it come across the wire, Jim Herman said. Interesting, don't know all the facts on it yet. They had a great run. I don't know if Bones is finished or if he's going to move on to someone younger. It's kind of sad to see, actually. I don't know what to think about it. Good for them, if it's mutual. They should both be proud of their accomplishments. Chad Campbell was also still digesting the news. They've had a great run, even lately, Campbell said. I don't know if it's Phil wanting to wind down and Bones wanting to work, but Phil had played great lately. I don't even know how they got started. I figured they'd always been friends. McKay, who also played golf for Division II Columbus College in Georgia, caddied for players like Larry Mize, Curtis Strange, and Scott Simpson before catching on with Mickelson. The two met at the Players' Championship in 1982 when Mickelson, Simpson, and Gary McCord played a practice round. Mickelson's father, Phil Sr., caddied for him, while McKay caddied for Simpson. As he signed autographs afterwards, Mickelson asked McKay if he was interested in the job. They first worked together at the U.S. Open sectional qualifier in Memphis in 1992 and clicked immediately. It was Fred Couples who gave the knobby-kneed 6'4" McKay his nickname, forgetting McKay's real name and calling him Bones instead. Caddies at the Travelers expressed surprise but did not want to be quoted with the news still so fresh. One caddy said he had come to think of McKay as a member of the Mickelson family. Mickelson said almost the same thing. My relationship and history with Bones far exceeds golf, he said. Amy and I and our children will always think of Bones, Jen, Oliver, and Emma as family. We are looking forward to sharing life and friendship with them forever. Mickelson was still an amateur at Arizona State when he won his first tour event at the 1991 Northern Telecom Open in Tucson. That was before he met McKay. They would pair up for memorable triumphs like the Players' Championship, three Masters, a PGA Championship, and one Open Championship, plus 11 Presidents and 11 Ryder Cups. They would also collaborate on too many autographs to count, McKay shuttling hats and programs between Mickelson and fans. Mickelson helped organize McKay's birthday party at Ruth Chris during the Players, ordering expensive wines and leaving outrageous tips. In their statements Tuesday, they made light of their veto agreement, in which the more conservative McKay famously got one opportunity each year to overrule his more daring boss. I do want to say for the record that I did not use my veto this year, McKay said. I would like to pass that on to Tim Mickelson in all its glory. Mickelson countered McKay by saying, Bones has not used his veto this year, and I heard a rumor he was trying to pass the veto on to Tim. For the record, vetoes are not transferable. So I think Phil's going to win that at the end. And a longtime partnership comes to an end, but you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if we see Phil continuing on for great things. And you know what? Bones will probably be back out there with another player. But with the knees, you can't blame the man if he decides to retire. He's been out there a long time on the course. The partnership will be missed, I'm sure, by both of them.
That's really sad.
You know, Box, I agree with you. That is pretty sad.
Yeah. Hey, can I do it?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, that's going to do it for our golf news. And our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com, the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in a full line of men's plus four or golf knickers. And to complement the knickers, they have a complete line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver a complete outfit to their customers. And if you go to their website, golfknickers.com, and enter the promo code BIGG, you can save 10% on all your golf apparel today. Biggs Golf Talk will be back with more right after this break. Hey, do you think Phil would let me caddy for him?
No, I don't think so, Box.
Oh, why not? I don't understand. What the...
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit ReadyPutt.com. That is ReadyPutt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Dots is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Dots can personalize it for you. Golf Dots confirms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Dots is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis. So to order your Golf Dots, visit www.golfdots, that's G-O-L-F-D-O-T-Z.com. Golf Dots is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Dots is www.golfdots.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's B-I-G-G-J-O-N 15, you get a discount for your Golf Dots. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Dots.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. And Big John Vick and Bill the Godfather Cuevas back with you here on Biggs Golf Talk. And as we head out of the news segment, we're still going to be talking about some news post-U.S. Open at Erin Hills. And, you know, USGA has been getting a lot of negative flack, Billy, about how some people may think the USGA set up the U.S. Open and how the scores went really, really low. And to me, I have a different take on that, but somebody else that was on site with me there at Erin Hills, Lynx Nation, Jason Bruno, we'll get to him in just a minute. But, Billy, I know you couldn't be there this time around, but as a fan watching on TV, did it really appear on TV? Because obviously I was there in person, not watching it on TV. Did it appear on TV as easy as some say it appeared?
You know what? I actually had the AT&T, that thing, so I had the four screens up, and I was watching it, and I saw different interviews, and I saw interviews before, you know, like day two going into day three. And these guys were trying to move these holes to make it difficult. You know, they were anticipating weather. They were trying to make the course difficult. So I don't know. I mean, from what I saw as a fan, I didn't see the perception of them intentionally making it easy. They were trying to make it harder, but unfortunately the wind didn't cooperate. Certain holes didn't cooperate with them. So I'm not really sure. You know, from the fans' perspective, from what I saw, and I watched a lot of the coverage, I didn't gather that. I just felt that certain players, you saw one day somebody shot, you know, almost a low round or tied the low round, and then the next day they went, you know, four or five over. So I'm not sure if that's true.
So let's bring in my next guest here. We hung out at Erin Hills, had a great time, had lunch together, and actually know a lot of mutual friends in the media area. Jason Bruno from Lynx Nation, we've had him on the show before, and Jason, you were in Erin, Wisconsin at Erin Hills with me throughout the week. And what is your take on how the USGA set up Erin Hills for the U.S. Open?
Well, John, Billy, good to be with you. Thanks for having me on, John. And it was great to see you last week as well. Well, I played the golf course before, John, so I have a little bit of firsthand knowledge on what they were hoping for, what they ended up getting, and what the result ended up being at the end. And they, you know, the golf course is a big brute, and, you know, that area tends to get, as you know, John, being a native of the area, that they tend to get a lot of wind out there in that farm country out there, and they didn't get it. And they're expecting a firm and fast golf course where the ball was going to run down the slopes, and it would be tough to hold the fairways, and basically they didn't get that. They got a wet golf course, and it became just a big, huge dartboard for those guys. And I don't care how long the golf course is, if you give those guys soft conditions, they're going to tear it up. It doesn't matter what golf course you put them on, whether it's Bethpage Black or Pebble Beach or Erin Hills or Whistling Straits, they're going to eat it up if they get soft conditions, and that's exactly what happened.
You know, I heard a lot of comparison going on and bantering back and forth on a lot of different news media outlets about, well, back in the day, we didn't see scores like this at the U.S. Open. You know, I would say, I would go as early as back as 15 years ago. If those guys had the technology and the equipment that we have today to be able to read greens and read slopes and things like that, I would challenge that back in the day, those scores would have been higher than what they were. True or not true, Jason Bruno?
Well, You know what, John? That's a good question, but I would say this to you. If we got wind like we had on Sunday, like they expected all week, the winning score would have been around even par, and nobody would be saying anything about the scores. I mean, everybody complains about the USGA caring about par and how it's such an old-school mentality. Well, you get a week here where it's soft and the guys shoot great scores, and now people are complaining that the score, winning score was 16 under par. You really, if you're the USGA, you really can't win here. You got through the event. It was a good event. The course held up fine. There was no complaints about any rules issues. So I say it was a successful event, and I say that there's no doubt that they're going back to the hills in the future. How about that?
Well, I like that because now it brings another major back to the Midwest, and I just find it amazing that Shinnecock's going to see the U.S. Open 2 times in 8 years. But, you know, and I hope within the next 10, 12 years we see the U.S. Open return back to Erin Hills and take on that course again, because you mentioned a good point. You know, that area of the Wisconsin area and that particular area, it's wide open. There's nothing blocking the wind, and we just did not get the wind. We got the rain. We got the storms that softened up the course, but we did not get the win. And remember, we were in that Dustin Johnson interview, and I laid that question to Dustin Johnson about that par 3 ninth hole. And that's the first thing he said. If there's wind, that hole could be really difficult. We just didn't get it.
And look at how that hole played on Sunday. In fact, number 9 played 172 yards on Sunday. The pin was 34 yards on, 4 from the right edge, okay? That was the exact pin position on Sunday. And that hole wreaked havoc on people on Sunday. The wind was coming right to left with that back right pin, and guys struggled all day on that hole because it played longer and the wind blew 20 to 30 miles an hour all day. And that's what they expected for the week, and they didn't get it. So, you know what? Anytime you get those soft conditions, just like a congressional in 2011, where Rory ate that place up, that's what's going to happen. It doesn't matter what golf course it is. People just have to deal with that and just say, okay, it was a soft golf course, and the guys just tore it up. That's the way it is. You look at Pebble Beach in 1992, the last time there was a par 72 setup, and the winds blew 40 miles an hour on Sunday, and Tom Kite shot the round of his life shooting 72 to win the golf tournament. So that's how the Open Championship plays, and nobody complains about it. If the Open Championship doesn't get rough weather, then the guys go off the chain like Henrik and Phil did last year, and everybody applauds the event. And if they get crazy weather like they did at St. Andrews a few years ago when Louis Oosthuizen won, then you get a score around even par, 3-4 under, and that's how the course should play according to Mother Nature, not necessarily just, you know, rough that's 8 inches high and let's just chop it out and the winning score should be, you know, 5 over par. That's my take on it. I think people should celebrate it, not criticize it.
I agree, and I still think it did wreak some havoc on some of the golfers. Dustin Johnson, the defending champion of the U.S. Open, did not make the cut. Rory McIlroy did not make the cut. Jason Day did not make the cut. 3 of the top players not in on Saturday and Sunday.
That's true. And after Justin Thomas shot that 63 on Saturday, I predicted that he would shoot 75 on Sunday. He's a high ball hitter. He's 145 pounds. And the winds were blowing 30 on Sunday. And that took him completely out of his rhythm, out of his game plan. And by the fourth, fifth hole, he was already basically out of the golf tournament. So I think that the weather, you have to allow the weather to play the factor that it's going to play in the event, and whichever way that goes, whether it's extreme conditions or it's benign conditions, you have to just allow and appreciate it for what it is.
You know, very good point. I personally tip my hat to the USGA. I thought they did a terrific job. I thought they had the fan zone was great for the fans, and the activities they had for the fans as they walked into the course was just an amazing, amazing thing to happen there. They really put on a great, great show, and for the most part, we had one death that was heat related, and it was an older gentleman, and that was unfortunate. But overall, I thought it was a successful event as well, Jason Bruhn. Now let's touch on something else, and Billy, I know you heard about this coming week, that Phil Mickelson and Bones McKay after 25 years of a relationship of caddy, they decide to split ways. Now, rumor has it that, and maybe you could confirm this, Jason, I don't know, but I heard just last night, as a matter of fact, that there was an argument in the previous tournament that Phil and Bones was in about Bones recommending a pitching wedge, and Phil wanted to use a 9-iron. And he wound up using the pitching wedge and having to full swing it and wound up in the water, and an argument ensued from that.
Okay, John, I cannot confirm or deny that report about what happened in Memphis. However, I did speak to Bones out at Erin Hills, who was there scouting the course for Phil, if Phil decided he was going to try to make it after his daughter's graduation. So there was absolutely no word from Bones Mackay about whether or not there was a breakup in the works, considering he was there scouting the golf course. However, it's my opinion that this may have been in the works for several weeks. Now, I don't have anything, no facts to back this up, but Phil's brother Tim is going to take the bag from here on in.
Right.
And Tim is John Rahm's agent. It is my theory, my belief, that this has been in the works for a while, that Bones will move over and take over John Rahm's bag. I could be wrong, but I will be surprised if that is not announced in the next several weeks, that they're looking for somebody to mentor John. Phil's winding down his career, so Tim's going to take over Phil's bag. I really don't believe that any argument or any disagreement over a club selection really had anything to do with it, because I don't think you would have saw Bones at Erin Hills scouting out the golf course,
right,
if that was the case. Well, so I really believe this has been a well orchestrated plan all along, that Bones will end up on John Rahm's bag eventually.
I like that theory,
and I like that theory as well. And you're right, Billy. And here's the other thing too: is Phil released a statement, okay? And that statement was very friendly, saying that Bones is always going to be a family member and always going to be a close friend to him. I mean, come on. They've been together 25 years. There's marriages that don't last that long.
Yep. All four of them travel. All four of them travel together, John. Tim, Rahm, Bones, and Phil. So you can bet that there have been some kind of talks about some kind of a transition there. John Rahm is having issues, you know, containing his emotions, his anger out on the golf course. Bones is the perfect mentor to step in. Tim is John Rahm's agent. So, to me, it's a natural progression for Tim to go ahead and help Phil finish out his career, oversee John Rahm, and let Bones step in and let John Rahm become the player that he's meant to be. I could be wrong, but that's the way I see it going down.
Well, Billy,
I like it. I like it. I do. I like it a lot.
I like it, and I would love it. I would love it.
Yeah.
In
social media, they've been hinting all week long, showing clips of Phil and Bones working together and how they were discussing each shot, if he went high, if he went low, if he did this, if he did that. And they're going through all kinds of scenarios. And now I can see him stepping in and being a true mentor to John Rahm. I can see it happening now, because now you start putting in little pieces from what you see, and it sort of makes sense.
Well, we'll see if it works that way, but that's the way I see it going down. So, no, I have no firsthand, backdoor information there, but that's what I believe is going to happen.
Well, sounds good. Jason Bruno, Lynx Nation, how can people follow you and find out more information about what you have going on?
They can find me on Twitter at Lynx Nation, on Instagram at Lynx Nation, or at LynxNation.com. They can also follow me through our friends at Golf Life.
There you go. Get that Monday report every single Monday from Lynx Nation, that tour report at golflife.com. Jason, my friend, until the next tournament that I see you in, I hope you have a great, great weekend, great weekend at that, and get out there and play some golf, my friend.
Same to you guys. Billy, John, thanks for having me on.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider Tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGG Golf Talk to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net. A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber patent hollow metal core creates significant rifle spin while reducing sight spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. Recently, Golf Life has been looking for products that are online that could help your game. Here's Golf Life's host, Mike Billingsley, to tell us more about MISSIG, most important stretch in golf.
Hey, we're continuing with great products we found online we find to be very interesting for your game. Here's one that many of the golf media are endorsing. We think it's great too. You've got a resistance band here. You've got this rod. Basically, you just start the stretch. It's called the most important stretch in golf. The product is called MISIG, and you can see that it's given me a great stretch. Feelthestretch.com is where you can find it out. Also, you can work on the angle of your swing. Colton Little tried it out for us. Let's see what he thought about it.
It keeps me connected with my swing. So when I get in my stance and I bring my hands not all the way through my backswing, but you know, just up to the point where my hands are gonna separate, it puts me in that good position to where I'll have a good backswing and I'll have a good follow through. What I see from the MISSIG is it can help in two ways. One, it can help with your swing. It can allow you to get more rotation in your backswing, get more flexibility. The other is I could take this to the range and get a good fitness workout with it. There's a couple of different workouts that you can do to strengthen your swing, to get more distance with your swing, and to get more rotation.
So you can see Colton loved it. Head over to feelthestretch.com and get $10 off. Put in the code GL and you'll get $10 off the MISSIG.
That's a great discount for MISSIG. And if you'd like to see other deals, head over to golflife.com now. Click on our deals page to see all the great discounts we have to offer. Are you interested in learning more about the latest golf products? Head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/golflife, to see hundreds of golf videos with top teachers that give you great golf tips to help your game, and tons of videos showing you the latest golf products released this past year. As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and trial features, and PGA player profiles, check out golflife.com or follow us on facebook.com/golflife or on Twitter @golflife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report, brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports station, so check your local listings on your cable networks for availability, or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this. Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is B-U-L-L-Z-I sports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk.
In the folded flag, we see the heavy price of freedom. Nearly 9 out of 10 dependents of America's fallen and disabled soldiers do not qualify for federal scholarship assistance. The Folds of Honor closes that gap, already providing over 10,000 scholarships. Join us in this noble mission. Donate today at foldsofhonor.org. This is your call to duty.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Big John Vick, the golf father, Bill Cuevas, teeing it up on 16, 17, and 18. And Billy, I'll tell you what, for us to get to the 16th hole, there's something that had to help us along the way, and just before we started our round today, you and I just warming up with the Orange Whip trainer, my friend.
I got one in my bag.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
Yep.
I have an Orange Whip trainer. And I love warming up before the round starts, and it loosens up my muscles and gets me in my tempo and everything else. So,
you know, honestly, I think it was one of the first training aids that I ever purchased. I think that was one of the first ones I ever got.
Really?
Yeah, man. And because I wasn't even golfing for, you know, just over 10 years. But, you know, when I used it when I went to Golf Tech for the first time. They had it there. And I liked the way it got me, you know, I would say lubed up, moving around, you know, joints going everywhere before. Because a lot of courses I play, unfortunately, they don't have ranges. So it's a great way to try and limber up my body, you know, especially on the first tee when you're the first ones off. I find it really cool for me to use.
Let's bring in my next guest here on Biggs Golf Talk, because I'll tell you what, they have come out with something new and something great to help you with your short game. CEO and founder of Orange Whip Golf, Jim Hackenberg, joins us on the line right now. Jim, welcome into Biggs Golf Talk, my friend.
Big John, thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity, and I love to get back up to the Midwest, so I appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, you have just come out with the Orange Whip Wedge. I mean, you already have amazing products, and what I like about the Orange Whip Trainer is you don't have just one size of the trainer itself. You have a junior for the kids. You have a mid-size maybe for the ladies. And you have a full-length size for those tall guys, tall ladies, whatever the case might be. You know, maybe wanting to whip around a driver and get ready for to hit those big dogs. But you have different levels of Orange Whip trainers, don't you?
That is correct. And we also have what we call the Orange Whip Compact. It's got the adult parts, meaning it's got the heavy orange ball and the larger size grip for adults. But you can use it indoors. You can use it at the office. You can use it in the middle of winter inside your house in the comfort of your home. So I like to look at it as not just different sizes for different size people, but for you and I, we could use that Orange Whip trainer for our driver swing. We could use the mid-size for our long iron game. And the compact for our short iron game.
It's a great, great, great point. Also, the orange peel, if you will, to help keep tempo.
That's right. Well, the orange peel is a balanced platform that you stand on. It looks kind of like a boogie board. It's about the size of a boogie board. It lays on the ground. It's stable. It does not move. But because it's a concave surface, when you stand on it, it's kind of like you're standing at the bottom of a 9-foot sphere or a bubble. And when you do that, it tilts your feet a little bit to kind of center your balance, and you're able to use the ground to rotate more in center rather than sliding laterally.
So let's talk now about the new product you have. It's the Orange Whip Wedge. Talk about it. Why did you come up with this?
For my own game, as a younger man, I tried to make it as a touring pro, and really what I believe held me back was my chipping, my short game. If I missed a green, I was hoping to make bogey, and that's a tough way to make a paycheck if you're hoping to make bogey after missing a green. So I went to go visit Stan Utley, and Stan Utley is known as the short game guru, and he's helped a ton of tour players. And I went and visited him, and he had seen me hit balls before, and then he watched me chip. And he goes, Jimmy, what you do in your full swing is you do not do that in your chipping. You do the exact opposite in your chipping. And he said, what you designed with the Orange Whip was this wonderful weighted and counterweighted flexible shafted device that teaches rhythm, sequencing, and allowing the club to release or deliver the club head. But he goes, but when you chip, you get your handle of your club way ahead and you drag it through impact and you chunk and blade most of your shots. And he was correct, because that's what I did. So he said, we've got to find a way to get you to do what you do in the full swing on the little chips and pitches. And he goes, why don't you build an Orange Whip with a wedge head on it so that they could feel that? So that's really how it all started, was for my own game and my own desire to improve. And Stan said, let's make a couple. And we made some, and he started using it in his lessons. And he called me about a week after and said, you know what? This is way better than I thought it was going to be. And the more I use it with my students, they all love it and they all want one. So let's get a plan in action and let's move this forward. So we've teamed up with Stan Utley and brought out this Orange Whip Wedge.
Billy, how many times have you and I said on this program, scoring is around the green and scoring is your short game and your putting? This is a pretty important tool, because a lot of times you cannot find a training tool or warm-up tool when it comes to short game. You're actually using your own wedge, but if you're not properly swinging or chipping or flopping, then you're really, you need something that's going to improve that, and it sounds like the Orange Whip Wedge is going to do that.
Well, and exactly right, because with the wedge, like the full swing, it's a swinging motion, and you've got to allow the club head to swing, but if that handle or your grip is dragging forward, it's actually slowing down the club head. You want the club head to swing and the handle not to drag as much, so that this unique design of the Orange Whip shaft with the counterbalance encourages that. So it develops a feeling that us bad chippers do not have. And it's funny to watch. Like, if I put it in the hands of a very good chipper, immediately they use it just like they would their normal club. I put it in the hands of a bad chipper and they're hanging on for dear life and they're trying to keep everything in check and they just can't make it work and they're just more and more tense. I go, wait a second, you got to relax and let it swing. And after about 5 minutes, when they start to relax a little bit, let the club head swing, they're amazed at how effective the bounce of a golf or a sand wedge is and how much more room for error they've just found out about. So it's a fun device, but don't give up too early on it. If you struggle the first few minutes, that's okay. Allow yourself to get a feel for it. Once it kicks in, the light bulb will go off and you go, now I see. Now I get it.
That's one of the things I like about Orange Whip Golf across the board, is you're not just selling a product, but you're also promoting that these people that buy your product, you want them as a client. So you like them to come back to the website and you want them to see the videos and the philosophy behind what you have developed. And if they have any questions, you or your staff is there to answer those questions, but you have a lot of great tutorial videos to help them use the training tool they have purchased, don't you?
Exactly right. My goal as a former player and then an instructor, and then I had the great opportunity to caddy on the PGA Tour for a few years. Well, watching the tour player hit a golf ball every day for a few years is a tremendous experience, because you see that rhythm, that motion, and they do it in their full swing, and their chips and their pitches, and they do it in their putts. So that became my whole philosophy, my whole concept. If I can teach people how to swing in rhythm and allow the golf club to do what it's designed to do, we all can be better players. But we need to learn to relax and allow the club to swing, and then our body will then evolve. And it becomes an athletic activity rather than a chopping wood activity.
Absolutely. Now, with the orange whip wedge, because we are all know with the orange whip trainer, it has a big orange ball on it, so it's not really, you know, it has no club head on it where you can strike the ball. With the orange whip wedge, it has the actual wedge head on it. Is this something and a tool that can actually be used with the golf ball as they're training themselves?
Definitely, yes. We have a 56-degree loft on the club. It's got 12 degrees of bounce, so you can use it from the bunker, the deep rough, and the tight fairway lies. And it's a really nice design. Stan Utley has really inspired the design and assisted us with the shaping that he would think is the most effective. And actually, I mean, I look at it, this head, and if I put a steel shaft in it, I would use it tomorrow. It's a beautiful head. We're very proud of the design. So, yeah, you hit shots. Now, it can handle fuller swings, but we don't recommend fuller swings with it because it's really for around the green. So we think 30 yards and in is really where we'd like you to use the orange whip wedge.
And
Bill, I was going to ask if he was able to do, like, you know, flop shots. Can you, like, if you, like, say you are from 30 yards out, is that an accurate 30 yards, or is 30 yards playing more, you know, like 45 yards? Did you guys do that? Is it really, you know, so like if I can go and I practice, I'm hitting from 30 yards out, 30 yards out, 30 yards out. Now all of a sudden I go and grab my regular clubs and I'm at 30 yards out. Am I going to have similar results?
That's a great question. I would answer it this way. If I take someone like Stan Utley or a tour player who's a good pitcher or a chipper of the ball, it would be an accurate representation.
Okay.
But if you take someone who's taking a full or a bigger swing from 30 yards and they're just glancing it or just getting a piece of it, they may go back to their club and it wouldn't equate the same. But that tells me, or it should tell them, that they're not utilizing it correctly. So, yes, awesome. If a good player, it will be a very similar, if not an exact representation, because you've linked everything up, everything is timed out properly, and the club head's releasing through the ball, and the body's releasing through.
Very good.
This really sounds like a great, great tool. And, Billy, I know one of the questions you had was the yardage as far as what this is designed for.
Yeah, the effectiveness, yeah. And he answered that 30 yards is about right. I thought I had read somewhere about 25, but
yeah.
30 yards is good. I mean, even 25, if it's that accurate once you get it down, and if you're doing it the right way and you know that you're seeing the results that you should see, then, you know, it should go to your regular clubs and then you should be able to adjust.
And another hint as to if you're doing it incorrectly, you're going to get some people who leave every shot to the right with it because it lags behind and they haven't got their body sequenced with their hands and arms. It's going to leave it to the right and that shot will be shorter and to the right. But again, if I have a Stan Utley doing it, he does not have that disparity. It's exactly the same, but he's in proper sequence and he's utilizing it correctly. So if you get one and you feel like it's lagging behind, it's not as much of a problem with the product as it is getting everything to synchronize.
Use error.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and that's why, Jim Hackenberg, that is why it is important for people just not to buy the product, but also, you know, go to the website, watch the product video, download the drill PDF and look at the drill PDF and reference back and forth to see how to properly utilize this club, correct?
Correct. And Billy said it correctly as well. Use the orange rip wedge for a bit and then go back to your wedge and then go back to the orange rip wedge and then go back to your wedge. And what that's going to do is it's going to allow you to make this motion with your actual clubs. So that's the progress we'd like to see made. And by watching the videos, you can learn some simple tips as to how to do that.
Now, the big question, is this available both right-handed and left-handed? Because I'm a left-handed golfer, Jim.
Yep, we have them both for righties and lefties. Yep, definitely. Everything I produce, I've always wanted to be so righties and lefties can utilize it. Now, that was easy with the orange whip because it's a ball, so you can hold it either which direction. But yes, we have righty and lefty wedge heads.
Now, you also have the orange whip putter to go along with your short game to help you with your putting. Talk a little bit about that.
So we have the exact orange whip shaft with the counterbalance, so it's going to help you with your timing, your sequence, your rhythm, and just a nice pendulum motion. But where the orange whip putter gets unique It's a design I've been working on for years. It's a, you almost have to see the image of it, but I have as much of the mass of the putter head directly behind the ball. Why I wanted that is I want to encourage a pendulum motion. So I wanted as much energy directly behind the ball when you make connection. But where my putter head is different than a normal putter, the face, the impact face, has a 15-inch radius on it. So it's actually a sphere or a ball as well. So when you're putting with it, if you hit it dead in the center, it's like playing pool. Imagine the putter head is your cue ball and your golf ball is your impact ball. If you swing your putter head or your cue ball toward your target and you impact the impact ball directly in the back of it, it will roll that way. If you happen to miss it an inch off to the right of the putter head, it's going to squirt to the right. If you hit it to the left, it's going to pull to the left. So it teaches center contact and rhythm. I liken it to that thing called Newton's cradle. It's those steel balls that are on a businessman's desk that bang back and forth together.
Yeah.
It's that form of delivering of energy that I'm after. So if a person uses the Orange Whip putter for 5 or 10 minutes, they're going to find their rhythm, they're going to get a swinging motion, and they're going to focus on center contact. The moment they grab their putter, it seems to work a lot better because now they have rhythm and they're able to hit it in the center.
Wow, this sounds good. Jim Hackenberg is our guest here on Biggs Golf Talk. And Jim, how can people find out more information about all the products from Orange Whip Golf, including the brand new Orange Whip Wedge?
Visit our website, which is orangewhiptrainer.com. And at this website, we have plenty of information. We have a video page with a ton of videos with instruction, as well as some educational aspects and some behind-the-scenes issues. And then also you could go to YouTube, and we have Orange Whip Golf. And there's what's nice about the YouTube site is not only do we have a lot of videos there, but other advocates of the Orange Whip, other golf professionals from around the country and the world, have put videos there talking about how they use our products. So that's our best information source. But really, I think the best thing to do is what it feels like when you swing it. So if you can visit your local golf shop or retail store that carries our product, try it out. That's really when I believe people get sold, is when they can feel what it does.
And something else that you guys offer at the website is free shipping on the products that you do sell on the website as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And also we offer money-back guarantees. We are so proud of our products, and basically no one ever returns them. So we want people to be confident that if they don't like it, which I would be surprised, but if they don't, we'll be glad to take it back.
As a matter of fact, the Orange Whip Wedge was the 2017 Editor's Golf Digest Choice. Head over to www.orangewhiptrainer.com for more information and get your hands on an Orange Whip Wedge. Available in left-handed and right-handed, but also 4th of July weekend, Biggs Golf Talk is going to be giving away an Orange Whip Wedge. So stay tuned for that and that contest. And Jim Hackenberg, thank you so much for joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It was good fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Billy, another great show here on Biggs Golf Talk, and that does it for us, my friend. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Have a great weekend.
That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Bullseye Sports. You want to talk about fashion and design? You must check them out. Brand new sponsor here on Biggs Golf Talk, BullseyeSports.net. That's BullsEye, the letter I, sports.net. Ready putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports. Improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.
It's Saturday morning. Here I come.